And you named some different kinds to me earlier when you were talking about them. What about some white potatoes? All right, can you think of different kinds of white potatoes?
Well, Irish potatoes are cobblers, white cobblers, and there's russets.
Do you know a difference between them?
Yes, the russets usually are long, and the cobblers are generally round.
Oh, I see. And they're both like Irish potatoes?
Well, they are.
I mean, they're both variety.
The russets are Idaho type.
I see.
They don't necessarily have to be grown in Idaho, because the stores pull some big ones every once in a while, and I got on to Big Apple across the street over there a year or so ago.
Really?
Had a big special on 10-pound bags of Idaho russets. So I went over to get them, and it said they were russets all right, but they were grown in Maine. It said on the bag, grown in Maine. So I asked the produce manager, I says, where are your Idahos that you had on the special? That's them. I says, no, that's not them. That's not what you advertised. He says, yes, it is. I says, these were grown in Maine. I says, they're not Idahos. I says, they're not as good as Idahos. There's just something about Idahos that are better than the same type of potato grown anywhere else. Just like Western cantaloupes are much better than Georgia grown.
Really?
Georgia can grow the worst ones in the world, especially the ones they put on the market. They're not fit to eat.
Some of the ones I've gotten lately are...
They're terrible. Of course, a lot of times the Western grown cantaloupes are full half grown, and they rot before they get ripe, really. But when you get good ones, they're the best in the world. They're just so sweet and good.
How can you make a cantaloupe ripen if you buy it and you realize it's not really ripe?
Just lay it out, not put it in the refrigerator. Lay it out where... just where.
Does it have to be in the sun, or can you just lay out in the room temperature?
Well, room temperature, we usually lay them on a cabinet or something at home. If they're not ripe enough, put them in the refrigerator. If we buy more than one, we don't want them to be dead ripe anyway. We won't be using but one at a time.
Yeah, that's the way I was. But I didn't know what to do with it after I found out it was hard.
It's like tomatoes, you know. You can pull tomatoes, perhaps half grown. Lay them around a while, they're ripe.
I put those in the window, and they're ripe. What is the vegetable that, if you peel it, you're very likely to start crying?
Onion.
If you have more than one, they're called?
Onions.
Are there some names for very small onions?
I think there is a name, but I can't remember what.
Is there a kind of onion maybe that you use in salads or for eating that you don't peel, that's small and...
Yes, but that's what I'm thinking of, but I don't
with
remember...
With the long green tops on them? You don't have a name for calling those?
I don't remember what they're called.
You call them green onions or spring onions? Or
green onions, well, I guess it's just green. Maybe green onions.
Okay. When you're getting beans ready to cook, you refer to the process of doing...
Stringing.
And can you name some different kinds of beans for me?
Oh, butter beans, string beans.